are going to taser somebody and they shoot them.
Well, and they do. And any experienced police officer would tell you that, you know, their dominant hand, you know, is their gun hand, their non-dominant hand, is their taser. I've watched that videotape a number of different times. And I think it's just a clear tragedy. I really believe, I think a jury, you know, would certainly, a very reasonable interpretation is that she made a very tragic mistake. But what was interesting about her case is the decision of the prosecutor to charge her in one day. I mean, and the city manager, he stood up and said, well, you know, this officer shouldn't be immediately terminated. She has her due process rights. And then normally you bring in an investigative agency unrelated to that, like the state police, to come right. in and do an investigation, make recommendations. You know, so that process, you know, usually takes about 30 days. And then ultimately a decision is made using the officers, you know, suspended with pay until there's, you know, a decision on the charges. But it was amazing to see that she was charged in a day.